Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Martin Clauser of the 67th Legislative District of McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Clauser, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, there's a lot of ongoing work in Harrisburg, including some committee work on some bills that will help senior citizens in Pennsylvania. And I understand this has to do with PACE and PACENET. What's going on there?
Well, this week, the House Aging and Older Adult Services Committee approved a package of bills designed to help senior citizens continue to receive PACE and PACENET prescription drug benefits. These are two state programs that really help a lot of seniors across the Commonwealth with their pharmaceutical needs. The bills include House Bill 754 that would ensure any individual enrolled in PACE and PACENET as of December 31st, 2018 would remain eligible if their maximum income limit was exceeded solely due to Social Security cost of living adjustment. Oftentimes, people will be just bumped off the program because of a small increase in their Social Security. House Bill 375 would exclude the cashing of savings bonds for seniors age 65 and older from being counted towards income when applying for lottery-funded programs such as PACE and PACENET. And the final bill in the package is House Bill 684, that would remove the value of federal veterans' disability payments when considering the calculations for PACE and PACENET. So three bills that would help thousands of senior citizens across the Commonwealth with their pharmaceutical needs and paying for their much-needed prescriptions.
Also on the House floor, some legislation was approved that would deal with the circumstance of children having access to vaping materials. What's going on here?
This bill is focused on keeping vaping products out of the hands of minors. It's legislation that was passed unanimously this week that would add vaping products to the term electronic nicotine delivery systems in the law, and that would ensure that these products could not be sold to minors. And for students, for example, they would not be able to possess or use such products on school grounds. Sometimes these products are touted as being harmless, but medical experts have warned that the high doses of nicotine available in these products negatively affect developing adolescent brains, and the long-term effects of inhaling vaporized chemicals is unknown. So that's really why this bill has moved forward with a unanimous vote and now moves to the Senate for consideration.
Also, you're the chairman of the House Agriculture and Rural Affairs Committee, and you will be meeting soon to deal with some legislation that has to do with the transport of milk in Pennsylvania. What's this about, and why is that important?
Well, the House Agriculture and Rural Affairs Committee that I chair is holding a public meeting. It's a public information meeting on House Bill 915, and that's legislation that I've sponsored to support our dairy industry in Pennsylvania and deals with the transportation of milk, and specifically deals with some issues that we had over the winter where the governor was declaring a state of emergency and not permitting milk trucks to travel on the highway. The problem is when you're looking at milk, the farmer has no choice but to dump the milk if the milk truck can't come out to the farm to pick it up. So the dairy industry is struggling significantly. Many milk truck operators thought that they had an exemption in the law and were operating anyway, and many people were cited across the Commonwealth. So the legislation that I drafted would provide an exemption for milk hauling in the Commonwealth. It's something that's a very unique commodity, and it's important that the milk trucks get out to the farms and pick up the milk on time. And our committee is planning to have a public meeting to receive testimony from various individuals. The meeting will be held on Wednesday of next week at 9 a.m. in 60 East Wing of the Capitol. Barring any technical difficulties, we'll stream that meeting on my website at repcauser.com.
And you have a special meeting coming up over in Cameron County. What do people have to know?
I'm hosting a town hall meeting in Emporium next week. It's going to be held on Thursday evening, April 4th, starting at 6 p.m. at the Emporium Fire Hall on North Broad Street in Emporium. It's an opportunity to give an update on what's happening in Harrisburg and also to hear what's on folks' mind and to be able to answer any questions about any state-related concerns or matters. So I certainly would invite folks to come out to the town hall meeting. There's no need to RSVP. For more information, you can call one of my district offices.
Representative Clauser, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Martin Clauser.